100 word stories.
Hello, everyone. This is Lawrence Simon of the 100 word stories podcast. One a day until the day I die.com. I should probably sip something. Did my morning walk. Yeah, my weight's back up a bit. Not that much, but still enough. Anyway, did my walk and been doing a few afternoon walks. Doesn't help that I walked to Ragin' Cajun for etouffee and red beans and rice, but still, it's the thought that counts. What am I thinking of? Anyway, the weekly challenge is where I post the topic and you come up with the stories. This week's topics were a pick two, and you can read the list up at the website. Clemency, Millions, Arrow, January, Code, bunch of words that y'all send in, and then I just mash together. Speaking of which, I really ought to put together the schedule for next year. We've got a whole lot of words and that you've sent in, and we'll see what you come up with. And we will see what you come up with for this week, because here we go.
Hello, it's Lisa from Leicester in the UK, and here's my 100-word story this week called An Evening at the Fair. I'd begged since January to go, then shat myself the whole time I was there. Bright lights randomly pierced the darkness. Crowds jostled against the backdrop of laughter and shouting. We shot arrows, missed targets, yearned for those big bags of candy floss, the oversized cuddly toys. Susan Sanders walked by, clutching a toy bear, a whole head higher than herself. Her grin as she looked at us will stay with me forever. Pride mixed with disdain. The rumour at school the week after was that her dad had spent millions trying to win it for her. I started that rumour. Thanks for listening. See you next week. Bye.
Hello, this is Philip Norval Joe Carroll of NorvalJoe.com, and this is my entry for the 100 word weekly challenge number 858. It's a pick two challenge. Is it a challenge for you, Tom? I imagine so. Anyway, here's my story. Linoleum Amanda held up the printout of her schedule. My next class is in room 248. She looked at Sabrina. Can you tell me how to get there? Without batting an eye, Sabrina said, Oh, yeah. That's in a portable building in the forest, north of the cafeteria. You kind of go off-road, following the arrow that points across the soccer field. You know you're there after you wade through a swamp with millions of mosquitoes hovering over it. Linoleum Amanda smiled and headed toward the cafeteria. Wait, Chuck called after her. Don't listen to her. Follow us. That's our classroom, too. Thanks for listening, and we'll see you next week.
This is Serendipity, and here's my story for this week.
Follow the high street as far as the convenience store and park up. When you get there, you're not going to need the car from there, because you'll be going off-road. Look for a gap in the fence and go through. Then, follow the mud track for about half a mile. Eventually, the path will come to an end. Look for the arrow carved into the old oak, which will show you the way forward. You'll come to an old tin shack. And that's where you'll find me, waiting, in the darkness. But only if I don't find you first.
Hello everyone, Lizzie here, and this is my story for this week. Millions in the bank, she laughed, the fire pit crackling. The safe! She had cracked it open so easily! And the code, it was right there for her to grab. She just walked out of the office and no one noticed. Doing that boring secretary job for 6 months was worth it. The new generation bought the code from her for a fortune. Smart kids, nothing like their mobster fathers. It was much better to be in the cottage than in that horrible office. They were looking for her, of course. But money buys a lot of things, including silence. This was my story for this week. Drop by my blog at lizziegoodcuff.blogspot.com. I'll talk to you next week. Stay safe. Bye-bye.
Good morning. This is Richard, and this is my pick two on the topics millions and code. It's called Geek. When I was in school, they told me computers were the way forward. So I signed up for computer club, becoming one of the geeks that the bullies love to pick on. And of course, none of the girls wanted anything to do with me. Throughout my miserable teens, I learned to code, becoming successful, and making millions from developing software and business applications. So now I have the last laugh. Now the girls fall over themselves when I roll up to the club in my Ferrari. As for the bullies, I write viruses to clean out their bank accounts. All done. Until next time, goodbye.
Take a trip with me to Planet Z.
The January code consists of a series of arrows in the eight cardinal directions. Dots, circles, and bars on the stems allow for multiple ranks of characters. At first, it was a simple substitution cipher, but it was easy to decode and break. Then came a new variant, where it was the difference in angle between adjoining arrows that represented the intended character. The dots and bars spelled out another message in Morse code. By the time the enemy had figured out the message, we'd already have attacked. If we could decipher the damn thing in a timely manner, too.
And there we have it. A bunch of 100-word stories on the topic of, well, topics of a pick two. You can check out the text of the stories in oneadayuntilthedayidie.com, along with archives of years and years and years of stories, and links to people's sites wherein they share it to learn more about their writing that's more or less than 100 words. And I think that's it. If anyone's familiar with WordPress and Discord, I had some issues trying to directly post a feed to Discord, and any advice would be appreciated. So that's it, and the next topic is speediest, and I think we're done. Thank you all for being a part of this, and as always, keep it brief.